Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. So glad to be here with Miss Jamie Lee Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are here on a double, like, with double hat.
Well.
Like star in a movie,
yes.
Which is Halloween Kills by David Gordon Green, and also as recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award, which you don't believe it, is it?
You know, it's not something that I ever thought about. I'll be just frank, and I'm not trying to be self-deprecating.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to this festival. I've never been invited to the festival. I've never had a film in competition in the festival. I don't think I've had a film.
Ever.
Certainly, I've never brought a film here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only imagine the last thing you would ever think, if you're me, is that not only would I be invited here in this beautiful way, but then on top of it, you're going to give me a prize. That's not something that I ever even imagined. And of course, since I've heard about it, I've been more worried about, like, what am I going to wear? I'm sorry, if you just look at any, you know, it's just all, and I'm not that girl.
Mm.
I don't care. I wear all black. Nobody pays any attention.
So you got the red carpet fright.
Oh, well, it's not a fright because these are all my own clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I wore a blue suit that I wore to my daughter's wedding earlier. I'm wearing pants that I own and a blouse that I bought in a store, a ring that I own. I'm not wearing other people's clothes.
Mm.
So it's not that. It's simply, it's not the world I live in.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm entering a world where I've never been invited before, and I'm honored to be invited and a little intimidated, probably.
You are, I don't know if you thought about it, but you made some of the most iconical films in your career in different genres. Because you started with Halloween, which
yes.
is the reason why you're here again.
Yes.
And then you did The Fish Called Wanda, which was a great breakthrough comic
Fantastic.
Performance for you. And you did another film that I personally love and my colleagues do, which was True Lies, which
Fantastic.
Gave a different twist to the action movies.
Yes, True Lies is a great movie.
It's a great movie. Still now, it's a great movie. It didn't age that much, I think, personally, in my opinion.
No, it's a wonderful movie. It's unfortunate because it involves terrorism, which is difficult to look at with the lens of our lives today. Our lens
yeah,
of our lives
absolutely.
Has changed. The comedy in the movie is spectacular. But I'll remind you that that film was a gift to me. That was written for me by a man I had never met.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I had met him, we had done that celebrity wave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't know Jim. He didn't know me. And yet he wrote that part for me. And so I think that's also why it's so good, because it's like a bespoke suit. It was designed for me.
And do you have any specific? Well, we have a specific memory of you in that film, which was the striptease scene.
Oh,
which
it's
was,
unbelievable!
Which was fantastic.
And it was the second week of shooting.
Oh, really? So you were not that much into the film? Then.
I was. The only call I made when I was told I was going to do the movie was to the production manager, asking when on the schedule the hotel room scene was, and he said week two, and I was like, fuck. Oh no, tell me no, you know.
Yeah, but you are famous to love doing movies. You have a very great relationship with the crew. So
I do.
It shouldn't be that, should have been that
It's
difficult.
Not that. It was, I just knew I was going to be dancing around in very little clothing.
Very little.
And it was just that. I was, you know, there's no choreographer. It's just
you doing it.
Just do it. And Jim had never seen it. We had never rehearsed it. It was
a good, I mean, you did a good, how many takes, if you remember?
Oh, it was 2 days of shooting. But the first time, I remember, well, I'll tell you this. This is interesting to me. The first time, it would be like when I walked in this room, if there were just banks of cameras there and we were filming us talking. So they didn't know what I was going to do. They just knew it was a big wide shot. Arnold was in the chair. I walked up to the thing. There's the bed. There's the bedpost. And the camera was on me. It was over Arnold to me. So the cameras were all behind Arnold. And I remember we did the master. We did one take.
Yeah.
And I picked the music. You know, I had said to Jim, I'd like to do that song. And I had no plan. All I knew is that I had to end up leaning over the bed to lose the microphone. At some point, I had to lose the microphone.
Yeah.
So I had to lean backwards over the thing to lose the microphone. And we did it. And it was like really silent. And then we did it again. It was really silent. And then at one point, Jim walked up to me. And I now understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He walked up to me, and he whispered in my ear, and he said, "Will you let go of the bedpost?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, "I'll just have Joel get a pad for you." I was like, "Okay." And we did that twice.
Uh-huh.
And it's the single greatest laugh I will ever get, ever in my life, anywhere, anytime, bar none. And B, what I now understand is that it was because it was too sexy that the scene stopped being funny because Jim didn't know I could dance. No one had ever seen me in my underwear, and no one had ever seen me dance. And all of a sudden, what starts funny turned actually
sexy.
And I think Jim was worried that it would take away from the humor of the scene, mm-hmm. which is that this man put his wife in this position. And that's why he suggested I let go of the bedpost, which is the biggest laugh I will ever get in a movie, because you're just not expecting it. And the minute you laugh, the whole scene changes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, totally, totally.
You relax. You're like, oh, right, it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But for like 1 second there, it got a little sexy.
Too much.
And again, I was a dancer, and I can dance. And, you know,
You know, I could talk to you for hours, but
we have to stop.
The time is a tyrant.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. This is
who are these people?
So bad.
Why do they deny us?
Stop. But it was a pleasure having you here, Ms. Curtis. So
God
thank
bless
you very
you.
Much.
Thank
for
you guys so
us.
Much.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.